Hello and welcome to The Unseen Cook, and we're back unseen in my kitchen. And today I'm going to use the simplest ingredients to make the nicest dish. I'm going to cook pork chops in a pan sauce. Hello, and I am The Unseen Cook, and today I'm going to do fairly simplistic. I'm going to do simple ingredients and I'm going to make a really nice dish with them. Now, sometimes it's easy to just make a fancy recipe and use all sorts of different things. And sometimes it's nice to do a recipe with just things that you have in the cupboard. Now, apart from one ingredient, which I have in my pan sauce, everything else is stuff which I use in an everyday capacity. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make some roasted pork chops. I'm going to make some dauphinoise potatoes. I think I've made those before. And then I'm going to finish them off with a nice pan sauce. Now, a pan sauce is pretty much a sauce that you make with the meat juices and a couple of other ingredients, and then you thicken it and then it pours over the nice meat that you've cooked. So what we'll do is we'll pop through to the kitchen and I'll show you how it's done. Okay, now what I'm going to do first is I'm going to make some dauphinoise potatoes. Now, for those of you who have cooked with me before, I've already made these in the past, but I'm just going to run through it. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to peel some potatoes. And you want approximately a smallish potato, not tiny, sort of a medium-sized potato per person. Right, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on the oven, just to heat that up a bit. And then while I do that, I'm just going to slice the potatoes. You don't want them into thin slices, but you won't want them to be thick either. You can use a food processor for this, but I'm choosing to do it by hand. Now that's sliced, what I have here, I have some pancetta. Now you can use any sort of bacon-esque type meat, if you will. I've used a variety in the past. I've used back bacon, I've used streaky bacon, I've used pancetta cubes. And today I have sliced pancetta, which I'm just going to take out of there. Not quite a bit, probably a good few slices. You don't want it to be overwhelming, but equally you don't want to be no flavour, because this is smoked sliced pancetta and it's very tasty. So I'm just going to cut that into slices, the slices into slices, if you will. Right, now what I also have here is some garlic. Now, you can buy garlic presses that essentially peel the garlic. You can put them in with skin on and then you can push it through, but I have one of those, but to be honest it's a nightmare to clean. So I've found that the best way to peel garlic is to cut the clove in half lengthways, and if you do that, skin just peels away without any difficulty. There are other ways. You can put them into a container and shake them really hard, and apparently the peel becomes really smooth and easy to take off. Personally, I've never had any luck doing it that way. So, and I'm just going to pop that into the garlic press. Now, what I have here is a saucepan, and onto that I'm going to put a generous knob of butter. And I'm just going to light that. Turn it down a little bit because you don't want it to burn. You want it to melt, but you don't want it to burn. Okay, now once that's melted completely, I'm going to crush the garlic in, stir that around. Now you don't want to cook that for more than about a minute because it will burn. And then I'm going to add the sliced pancetta. It gives it a lovely smoky flavour and smell. Right, so that's browning nicely. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop in some double cream. Stir all that together. And at this point you might want to put in some dried herbs. Now I'm going to pop in some black pepper. But I'm not going to put in any salt because the pancetta is salty enough. And what you want is for this cream to be hot. Not boiling, but hot. Right, so that's nice and hot. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop in my sliced potatoes. Mix those all in so everything's mixed together. And they're all coated in the cream. And then I'm going to turn that off. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to spoon it out into individual dishes. Right, now obviously if you're planning to freeze any of these, you'll leave them out until they're cool and then freeze them. And then when you do cook them, you put them on a baking tray. And pop them in the oven. Right, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to prepare some brine for the pork. I've got some sugar. What you want here is equal parts sugar and salt. So let's say for the sake of argument, you need a tablespoon of sugar and a tablespoon of salt, just table salt. Now for someone who is so salt averse, you may think that that's an awful lot of salt, but you're not planning to cook it in that. You're planning to coat it and then remove it. Right, so I've got some bone-in pork chops. Bone-in, it can be tricky if you don't like bones, but in my experience, bone has more flavour. And it kind of adds to it. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to spoon half of this brine, this salt and sugar mixture, over the chops. And you want to coat them fully. Now what this does is it brings out a lot of flavour. And I'm going to leave them for about 10 minutes. Right, now the pork's been sat there for about 10 minutes, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip it over and then I'm going to spoon the rest of the brine over the other side. And then I'm going to leave them for another 10 minutes. Right, so again that's been sitting there for another 10 minutes. What I'm going to do now, you obviously don't want to cook chops with that much salt and sugar on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take them over here and I'm going to literally rinse them under the tap. And then I'm going to pop them on some kitchen paper, turn those over, and I'm going to dry them really, really well. Now what I'm going to do is I have a roasting tin here. Now you can pan fry these to start with, or you can pan fry them for the duration, but I'm going to roast them. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pop in some sunflower oil. Then I'm going to light the hob and I'm just going to seal these chops. Just briefly cook them on both sides. That's more or less heated up almost immediately, really. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to pop these in. You literally just want to seal them on either side, maybe a minute on either side. Turn those over. Turn off the heat, and then I'm going to pop them into the oven. For about 20 minutes. So while that's cooking, I'm going to prepare the ingredients for the pan sauce. What I've got here, I've got some shallots. Just going to peel those. Now you want one or two, I would say. You don't want loads, but you want one or two, but you're going to finely chop them. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop those into the food processor. And I want them finely chopped. Now what I also have here is some chicken stock. I've made that from cubes. You can use beef stock if you want to. So they've been in the oven for between 20 and 25 minutes now, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop them out. And I'm just going to see how they look. Yeah, they look good. Contrary to popular belief, it is okay for pork to be slightly pink in the middle, but you don't want it raw. So what I'm going to do is lift these out. What you want is for them to rest for a bit. And then cover those with foil, and then I'm just going to leave them over here. And they will be nice and warm. Right, now what I've got is I've got my pan, which has got some oil in it and some meat juices. And I'm going to heat that up. Right, you don't want it to be hot, hot. You don't want it to burn. You've got to stir all the meat juices around. And then, turn that down a bit. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw in the shallots, and I'll fry those very, very quickly. Again, you don't want them to burn. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to deglaze the pan. Now I'm using whiskey, but I'm just going to pop that in there. A couple of tablespoons, not loads, and you're going to stir that around a bit. And what that's going to do is it's going to deglaze the pan. It's going to soak up all the meat juices and loosen all the the bits, if you will. Now you want that to reduce. There we are, that's nicely reduced. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw in, or pour in, my chicken stock. There we go. Now I've used a little bit more stock because I'm using a roasting tin and not a frying pan. Let's turn that up a bit so that that can heat up. And so because I've used more stock, I want that to reduce a bit. That's perfectly okay. And this is the time that you might make any veg that you decide to make. You can literally do any vegetables you like with this. There's no real preference. Right, now that's reduced a fair bit. Now you have two options here. Lots of chefs put in butter at this point. But butter can easily separate the sauce. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in some double cream. And stir that nicely until it thickens. Right, so that's thickened. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pour that into a jug and then I'm going to serve these. And while I do that, we'll just have a quick recap.
To make brine roasted pork chops in a pan sauce with Dauphinoise potatoes, for the potatoes, peel and slice the potatoes, then slice the bacon. Heat a knob of butter in a saucepan and crush in the garlic. Stir for approximately 1 minute, then add the bacon and fry until golden. Add the cream and mix together until heated through. Next, add the potatoes and mix well. Spoon the potatoes into the gratin dishes and place in a preheated oven for approximately 40 minutes. For the pork chops, to make the brine, mix together 1 tablespoon of salt and 1 tablespoon of sugar. Place the chops on a plate and spoon over half the brine. Leave to stand for 10 minutes. Then turn the chops over and spoon over the other half of the brine. Leave to stand for a further 10 minutes. Wash off the brine from the chops and dry them well on some kitchen paper. Next, heat some oil on the hob in a roasting tin and fry the chops for approximately a minute on either side. Place in the oven and cook for between 20 and 25 minutes. Remove the chops from the oven, place on a plate and cover with foil to rest. Finely chop the shallot, then reheat the pan and add this to the juices. Fry for approximately 1 minute, then add the whiskey to deglaze the pan and reduce. Add the chicken stock and reduce this by approximately half. Next, add the double cream and stir well until it is thickened.
So that's roast pork chops cooked in brine with Dauphinoise potatoes and pan sauce unseen.